Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
And we're back.
And we're back from outer space.
Outer space.
I just walked in to find you here with that look upon your face. I should have changed as a block. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, side would be back to bother me.
Go on now, go.
Walk out the door. What if we turn this thing into a musical?
A musical?
We tried that. It didn't work.
I can't toe the tune. I can't toe the tune in a bucket.
That's my feelings.
Huh?
I've always just wanted, like, to live my life like a Disney movie for, like, 3 days. And then, like, every time something happened, like, look at the window. There's a door. I was about
Why would there be a door by the window?
That's like the start of a front. I didn't know they did that anymore.
Oh.
Who knew we owned 10,000 salads? I've got a 3-year-old girl.
10,000 salads.
Well, that's, you know.
I don't mind salads as long as I got Thousand Island dressing on it.
Or vinaigrette.
Vinaigrette. Yeah. No oil.
No oil?
I'm out on the oil.
Have a vinaigrette.
I'm not supposed to be eating it, but you can't eat a salad without something on it.
That's true. Speaking of salads, I just did Christian's podcast, and, you know, it's about working out and being healthy, which isn't technically my bang zone. And I felt naked over there because there wasn't, like, a computer or a desk to hide behind and old Captain America sitting beside me. So I moved a lot, like, trying to hide the stuff.
No, you just got to own it.
Yeah, I did. At eventually, point, I think. But I moved a lot.
At that point, you just sit your belly on the table.
That's right. Hey,
well, there wasn't a table to set it on.
You know?
We were just in chairs.
You just live just with
in it. Chairs.
Yeah. But it was like I was on Naked and Afraid over there sitting next to Captain America.
I'm
naked and afraid.
What's happening out in the world?
We're naked and afraid. Apparently.
Is that still a
naked
show?
And afraid?
I don't know. That old boy from here was on it.
Willie tried to get me to go on it.
On Naked and Afraid?
He told me he would pay me. And I was like, I'll go sign up right now if you're going to pay. He offered a large sum of money because he thought it would be hilarious if I was on it. And let me tell you.
He didn't pay?
That was the amount of money that I said, yeah, I'll do it for that. And then he was like, well, that's just what you get paid to go on there. I said, whoa, that's probably not true. So I'm not.
Guaranteed.
You got to.
But for $100,000, I'd go on Naked
and Afraid. Hey, I got it right in front of me, Jay.
But you got to stay. You got to be. How does that work?
I don't think
being naked or being afraid.
Both of them are.
When you go out there, you got to stay for a certain amount of time, or
I think so.
It's like 3 weeks.
Nope.
I haven't watched a lot of it because it kind of makes me uncomfortable. But the one I watched, I was like, I could do that. He just like made a hammock and said, "Come pick me up in 21 days."
You
boys.
Could make a hammock.
Well, by hammock, I mean he like got a rock and dug some dirt and. He just sat there for 21 days, which I feel like I'd excel at.
He called dirt a hammock?
What are you going to do the first time that big old spider crawls across?
What you got to
butt naked?
Or a swarm.
I mean, you butt naked.
Yeah, or a swarm of
Well, you get to bring like one thing.
Skeeters come.
What's your one thing,
like
then?
A pot, because it's a weapon, and you can boil water, and you can cook stuff.
Where are they at when they do this?
They do it all over. Okay. Now, if it was cold, your boy, long gone.
I'd like them to try it in Louisiana in the summertime.
No, sir.
Be naked in a
fridge. There you go.
I don't even like being
July
naked in my bathroom.
In the swamp.
Yeah.
In July.
Because, hey, even in, you know, early, you know, the mosquitoes don't leave till it actually gets really cold.
Till the first frost, yeah.
Yeah, because I've been squirrel hunting before. And they literally ran me out of the woods.
Let's talk about something here.
What?
I just heard Godwin say something that I've always heard all my life.
What's that?
Mosquitoes leave after the first frost.
I don't know.
Have y'all ever been north, like Canada, Alaska, North Dakota?
Yes.
That's
yes
good.
Do you understand how bad the mosquitoes are up there?
I went to Saskatchewan.
Not really. The worst place I've ever had
when it's cold
was Houston, Texas.
But what I'm saying is frost.
Because there's so much water down there.
Yeah. Now down there?
H-Town.
They were literally.
When we went teal hunting down there that time.
No.
After one of them hurricanes.
It's all the marsh. All the marsh and, you know.
Phil, in typical Phil fashion, got in my truck. And said, I'll go get the truck. We was picking up decoys and everything. So he went and got my truck. And when he come back, what did Phil Robertson do?
He had the windows rolled down.
And left every door open.
Yeah.
Me and Jace killed mosquitoes in my truck.
For a month.
From Houston.
Yeah.
All the way back to Monroe.
Yeah.
Six hours of killing mosquitoes
in my truck. He always leaves the door open.
Yeah.
He said if you leave the door open, they don't think you very far. He'll go uptown somewhere and leave the door open.
Well, we was in the middle of a flooded cow pasture. Wasn't nobody thinking we was close anyway?
He said, like, they'll think I'm close. They won't mess with my truck.
They synced us there picking up decoys if they was going to see us. But that was miserable. Them rice prairies down around Houston. That was.
Could you imagine? That's where they need to do that show, Naked and Afraid.
They got them skeeters down there that's like as big as that cat.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, big.
If you them grab hold of you, you think go airborne.
So what do they got to do? Is it like that?
I think the whole objective is don't die.
Don't what?
Just as long as you don't die.
As long as you don't die, you
just
all
right. Sit there.
I got to watch it now.
Can you starve for 21 days and make it?
Yeah.
That's where they're at.
If you can find water, you can live.
Yeah.
Unless, I guess, you're already really skinny.
You take stuff with you?
You get like one thing. Quick, Naked and Afraid, what are you taking? Ugh. I already called a pot.
Okay.
One thing. I don't know.
I'm taking my Bible because I may need some assurance that.
He ain't making it, boy.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to make it out of there.
I'm going to take a pair of drawers with me.
Well, then you're not naked.
But you are afraid.
No, I won't be afraid.
I'd be afraid to be naked. That's me.
I thought you was naked your whole childhood.
Well, hey, I know, but that was when I was innocent. Okay.
What are you now?
You guilty?
Yeah, I'm guilty.
Of what?
Whatever.
I'm interested in this.
You guilt? What do you got? You need to get something off your chest?
Of course I'm guilty. No.
I'm just making sure.
Naked and afraid. So you by yourself out there.
Somebody's with you, which is weird, right?
Who's we?
Some random human. Huh. I don't like that.
I'm not the cartoon character, the little kid.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He's always walking around with something in his hand.
What is it?
It's a blanket.
It's that one.
I was about to say, is it the kid, the Linus?
Linus, yeah.
Linus.
Hey, I'm going to take a blanket with me. Y'all go out there and hey, freeze your butt off all you want to.
What if you're in the tropics?
Have a big blanket with him.
I'm out on that. That whole concept.
Hey.
But it's
there's
like.
There's amount of money, though, that would get you there.
Yeah, not for 21 days. I don't think I could make it 21 days. I'm not mentally tough enough. I don't even know how many days into parenthood, and I'm ready to wave a white flag. So, I mean, like.
So, you got to go somewhere. You just go out there. Tell me, I don't know nothing about it.
They literally just drop you off, give you like a knife, if that's what your thing is.
A knife.
And say, we'll be back in 21 days. But, you know,
and you just
not to be the guy that says reality TV, considering the fact we're sitting in a duck call room. But, you know, there's cameramen there. So, I mean, they probably got cliff bars and stuff.
Martin brought up a good point, and he admitted he's not tough enough.
I ain't there.
I'm the same way. Okay.
Just like that show Alone. I love the show Alone, but I don't want to go be it.
No.
I'm not tough enough, but I'm dumb enough and prideful enough to try.
Oh, yeah.
And fail miserably.
I'm greedy enough for the right amount of money to give it a whirl, but I just.
Yeah,
man, it's going to need to.
You just don't have the the heart.
It's going to need to secure all the debt I have back here to make sure that my wife is taken care of. Like, I mean, don't call it a cash prize. Call it insurance. Like,
but you really don't know, because I've always said this on a lot of things. You really don't know how much you can take till you actually put to the test.
That's right.
I got a pretty good idea. If I'm naked in the tropics, I'm out.
Yeah, that's a broken.
No,
that's a broken
point. I see your point, because I just, you know, I look at people doing stuff like this, and I said, no.
If I'm naked in Kansas, I got a chance.
Kansas.
I'm just saying, if I'm naked in Costa Rica, I'm out. Nah. I mean, I'm about to get just ripped
from
the frame.
I just don't want
to
be naked outside.
You'd rather be naked inside?
Yeah.
If I'm gonna be naked, I prefer one of
like
two rooms.
You like to be naked in a hot tub?
Yeah, absolutely.
Godwin loves a good soak.
What?
You know, got to get the.
What you laughing at?
Where did all this come from?
I don't know. We just talking
about
being naked.
Welcome to the nudity episode.
It's a broken pencil. It's a broken pencil.
I ain't got nothing pent up.
All of it's a broken pencil. Pointless.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Did he bounce when he dropped him?
I was asleep. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You dropped him while you were sleeping?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's big time.
Hey,
how'd you do that?
It's a funny story.
He was tired. I was tired, man.
I was feeling like you are right now.
We got to hear that.
Boy, I hope not. I hope
I got
nobody
to hear about this.
No, so I went. So when we, you know, we only had one at a time, so it was a little easier than what Martin's going through. But I took... Allison would do the, like, midnight-ish shift,
mm-hmm.
right? And so...
That way she could sleep.
Yeah. And then I would, I said, here's the deal. Give me the miserable shift on all of our kids, or the second two. I said, give me them two. And that way I could stay up, or I could go to bed. Like, I just had to wake up at one time.
Mm-hmm.
She would get, like, a solid 7 hours straight, and maybe six.
Mm.
But I took the miserable shift. And so then one night I stayed up too late, fell asleep for like 30 minutes. Well, then here it's time for the miserable shift. So I wake up, go, I change the diaper, swaddle him back up. And let me, Martin, if you ever need a professional swaddler.
A swaddler.
No, we on them sleep sacks.
That's it.
Is that the ones with the Velcro?
Yeah, just like a sock.
These got a zipper on them.
Hey,
I like
drop
that.
Them, drop them and let them kick down a little bit in it. Hey.
So we had the Velcro, but I mean, I could.
Oh, yeah, we got Velcro.
I turned my kids into footballs, like hard as a rock. You could throw them wherever you wanted. And so then we had a chair in Ben's room. I'm feeding him.
I've been there, buddy.
And he's
got one finger on that bottle.
He's sucking that bottle down. And then I fell asleep, and he's still eating. And he started rolling. I woke up, and he's standing up, but he on the ground, and just boom. Out of the chair, onto the carpet floors. And I was like,
oh, that ain't a full-blown drop.
I mean, it was a ba-boom, ba-boom.
That was a tip.
It was like
that was a drop and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, he. Yeah. I'm glad he landed on his whatever his feet, and then boom.
Yeah.
He looked at me, and I looked at him, and was like, "Don't tell mom."
Yeah.
And he was like, "I can't." And I was like, "Perfect."
That's right. I can't.
Just don't ever.
That's right.
See, I
and
saw.
So then I picked him up, and he. Alice was like, "Why are you
fussing?" He's talking, huh?
No, he wasn't talking.
I watched my buddy Ben drop his son William.
How far? Enough.
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 Enough. Where I said. Uh-oh. All right, I'm out of here.
See you later, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do because I saw the look on his wife's face. I know how mean she is.
Woo.
And I said, uh-uh.
Mama bear.
Your boy out. I'll see
you. Mama's fury. Don't mess with it.
Boy, it was
mama
wild.
Mama bear.
But, I mean, hey, I say this. He dropped that kid on his head. He just won student of the year.
There you go.
It ain't all bad.
Maybe that
jarred
a couple of
things. Hey, they made out of rubber right now anyway.
That is true.
I mean, they're way tougher than I am.
You got to be tough as a kid because people drop you and fall asleep on you.
Yeah.
Roll over on you.
Yeah. We finally got clearance to not wake them up during the night, which is awesome. Except, like, last night I got, like 3.5 hours straight sleep, which was fantastic. But then when I woke up at 4 o'clock, feed them. I couldn't go back to sleep
because now you're getting used to it.
Now I'm like well rested at 3.5 hours. And I was so mad, and so then by the time we get up here, I'm back to whatever.
You look good.
I don't feel good. So it's just we got to get a shift. It's a shift,
the problem is
back to the matter that I don't have to. I can get rid of all these ridiculous alarms on my phone now. Because there was one for, like, you know, 252, 552. I was pushing it to the end because that bottle warmer takes 7 minutes to get his right temperature. So, like, I was giving myself a minute to get up and get over and put that thing in that warmer. So, and I got pretty good at it. Like, I was trying to maximize time.
Maximize.
Now I just listen for them.
Time management, boys.
Which, when they did it this morning, they were very polite about it. They weren't even rude.
Just train them up in the ways they should go.
Yeah, right? They were just, over there gnawing on his hand. I said, yeah, it's time. Let's go.
He ain't training them. They're training him.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about that.
At this juncture.
At this juncture. That's all right. I win in the end.
They're in charge.
Yeah. But, boy, right now, No, it's good, though. I'm just glad I don't have to wake a sleeping baby.
What if you had three?
Huh?
What if you would have had three?
I mean, at this point, I don't know. You hire somebody, I suppose. You figure out something to do.
Yeah. It's above my pay grade.
Yeah. I would suspect you end up in therapy, too, to some extent.
How's Brittany doing?
She's doing good.
She's solid?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. She better at it than I am.
She growling at you, any?
Oh, we growling at each other.
You been in trouble lately? Have you gotten any trouble?
Time. No, yeah, I don't know.
And he really don't
he
care.
Don't even
so care. That means you have it.
And he don't even care.
I mean, my deal is I'm just like, look, it's the same old deal right now. Somebody told me that had twins, he said, look, just remember you love each other because here for a little while you're not going to like each other at all.
So,
you know.
So my cousin, her twins' boys are... Man, I got a lot of twins in my family. I just realized. I'm glad I didn't have it. They had a rule. They're like 18 now or something. Maybe not. They're in high school. But their rule was nothing we say counts between like 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. because apparently it got kind of rude.
Yeah. I'm going to need to extend that window. Because I'm like rolling at like midnight. Like I feel pretty good around midnight. It's from about 4 a.m. till about now where I'm really struggling. It's it's good. It's fun.
How old? I feel like they're like 3 months old now.
Yeah, no, they're 3 weeks today.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
How time flies when you're having fun.
Is it? Because now, I mean, I know they're 3 weeks, but now I don't remember a time without them. It's kind of weird. Like it's all been
all
consumed.
That time's gone.
Yeah, it's all consuming. But
when are you going hunting?
I'm going Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
To take a nap in the stand, or are you actually going to kill something?
Sleep.
Yes. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I may have a weird alarm set.
They better hurry up.
Yeah. They better get there quick. Because if I sit there for too long, I'm going to be out. I'm going to have that hunter safety system strapped tight.
Yeah, you better tight. Let somebody know where you are so we
can. Wind blowing in the leaves.
Better go wake up Martin.
What?
If that tree get to rocking just right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll be out.
It'll be a change to be the one being rocked instead of the one doing the rocking.
I remember I used to sleep in them climbing stands.
That don't seem very smart. But so it had a rail. Climbers had rails on it.
Yeah, you used facing the tree. I'd turn around and face the tree.
Oh, put your head on it.
And put my head down on the deal. When I'd work graveyard.
Yeah.
I'd go climb up that tree and
I was wondering if that was BC or.
It was.
I was wondering if you were sleeping off the night before. Or...
That too.
BC.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good well, let's take night. Another break. We'll be back right after this.
I want nobody.
Martin, you just
seen a black lynx.
Okay. We're rolling.
Canadian lynx.
Oh, are we on that?
Well, hey, I just you. Yeah.
Hey, I'll show it to the people.
I thought it was a dog, like he's talking about one of them schnauzers with the puff on the side. What is
it? A Canadian black lynx.
Rare.
Very rare.
Never been a picture of them before now.
Until now.
Until today.
Done by somebody with a Motorola flip phone.
Hey, easy. Black Panthers don't hang out in iPhone country, man. They know.
Since you showed it, how much did that thing weigh? What would you say?
That thing.
Thanks, Greg, for the photo from Central Illinois.
Crap, he can't be bigger than 20 pounds, can he? I don't know.
That's just a black bob.
Come on.
Yeah. Average size of a lynx. Look at it. I have no idea. I don't live where lynxes.
I would say looking at him, and I'm looking at him on JD's computer.
Say lynx is 10 times real fast.
Lynx is.
So I say in a lynx is 60 pounds. I have no 60. Idea.
No, I don't know.
40 to 66.
There you go.
Range. Hey, I was in the range, boys.
But you know Stone.
And I hadn't even looked it up.
Stone saw a Black Panther. Fist pump.
Where at?
On Phil's property.
And he said he hates to admit it. You were having kids.
Well, we was talking about it. He said, I hate to even say this.
And he just.
Yeah. He said, I just seen a black cat with a big, long black tail.
Martin?
Stone been drinking again.
No. No, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
A bobcat's got a longer tail than you think.
No.
Yep.
No. Hey. Yo, you've seen these bobtailed pointers?
They're not just bobtailed.
A lot of
bobcat is not bobtailed.
How long was the tail you've seen on a bobcat? Longest tail.
It's about that long.
Oh, get out of here.
Huh? Are we about to get in a fight?
No.
I hope so. No. I'm just letting them go at it.
I'm too old to get in a fight.
I'm letting the two old conjurers get
in. No. Hey, I'm too old to get in a fight.
I'm too tired
to
fight.
I would do like they say on that the Young Western guys. The Pony Express guys, when you run up on Indians, you don't stand and fight. You run.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the way I am.
There's a lot of bobcats down there, and I've looked at them. I'm thinking, I didn't think their tail was that long.
We're just reporting what Stone told me and Si.
And I was
that's
with the
wild.
Man. And I was with the man.
And if Stone's on our side, we might win a fight, but I just can't believe Stone was – he kind of backtracked and said it was, you know, Dan the Butler's house cat, but
I will use an analogy.
Where did he see him at?
Huh? In a curve on Phil's property, on the road.
Always in a curve.
It's always in a curve.
Every time.
Why would they go anywhere else?
Hey,
I know.
Everything's always on the curve.
It's so bizarre. Hey, he was right down there. I made that curve. My headlights hit him, and there he was standing in the middle of the road. Like
naked and afraid.
Every single time.
That's right.
But it's Stone.
And if they're not in a curve, they're in a thicket. I saw him. He was just going right through that. You couldn't get a shot.
That's right. Couldn't get a shot at him. He was in a thicket.
But it was
these men have shot button heads through thickets for 30 years with a 30-30 open sights. And they go there and they lay in right there. But all of a sudden, a black cat get there. They can't shoot him.
That's right.
Because he ain't there. I just don't understand.
We're just reporting.
How so many of them have been seen.
Well, I got an analogy.
Yet none of them have been brought back.
I got an analogy for you on that.
What?
Have we seen everything in the ocean?
That ocean deep.
I know it.
And this world's big.
So Louisiana woods so deep and so thicket that you can't crawl through it, because I've tried it.
It's so thicket you can't crawl through it.
That's right.
Can't crawl through it.
So, hey, and are you telling me that, hey, there ain't no black cats hiding out there in them thickets?
100%.
Hey, I don't believe you.
Oh, there's black cats there. Yeah. They're domesticated felines that got out.
Feral cats.
There's plenty of black cats in
them. It's a cat, a house cat they threw away.
Well, I didn't really throw him away. He never had a chance.
That grew into a panther.
That's right. That grew into a panther.
That's wild.
I just don't understand how, with all the rednecks hunting in this country that have claimed to see them.
Yeah.
They see them in curves, in headlights.
And they see them on high lines.
They never have a gun.
Never.
No, they've had guns.
I've never seen a tailgate picture.
Hey. They've had guns, because I talked to a guy. He seen two of them.
Anything else? Look, here's what I'll tell you. Anything else rare they see, they got a picture with it.
Well.
A ground swatted.
Like a black squirrel?
What about?
He dead.
That's right. And they show him to
a white skunk? He dead. They always got their gun on that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Really?
That black cat, they ain't ever got it.
But what about Sasquatch? Would you shoot him?
I ain't never seen
it. Not these days, because there's too many costumes being sold, and I don't want to go to jail for manslaughter.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't want to hate
it. See, so Sasquatch could be real.
Because the human race is stupid enough to put on one of them costumes and walk out in the wild.
I guess it was a panther one time years ago. It wasn't black. It was deer colored.
Right.
I saw one in Wyoming, very brown.
Very deer.
Very much scared me to death. And I realized
that was a mountain lion.
And I realized at that point, I had never seen one of those before.
He was chasing a rabbit.
Until I saw him, I said, I ain't never seen him before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what he looked like now.
Me too, because I seen the black.
But you know what was funny? He was behind a curve.
He was in a curve.
He was.
Hey.
We made that curve on that $200 road, they call it up there, big mountain lion sitting right there on his haunches in the middle of the road.
And he said, your deer stands right down that way.
Yeah, he said, we going that way. He went that way. I said, you lying to me.
Oh, that reminds me of the sighting that me and Phil had of the Black Panther.
No.
What? Look.
What's with the groans?
Look. Hey, Junction City, Arkansas.
Perfect
Louisiana
place.
State.
Now this was
Arkansas, Louisiana, Arkansas Road.
I've got to take everything here at extremely less than face value, because at Junction City, this was Phil BC as
well. That was BC.
This involved a lot of brown water.
Yeah. Y'all had a friend.
Not y'all.
Well, hey, I would never have been. Y'all wasn't involved in that brown water.
It'd have been clear water up there.
Here's the deal. In a curve and a hill.
Oh, no.
In a curve and a hill.
And a hill.
Oh.
We come around a curve and come down the hill and look down there on a dirt road. This is a dirt road that runs for what?
Yeah, straight 60,
70 miles.
Straight as an arrow.
Straight as an arrow.
The only curve.
I've been on that road.
Except for a couple of curves. We come over the hill, around the curve, coming down, and hey, there's something black running across the road. So look, we come he stomps it.
You know what they call that?
Slide sideways, okay, and we're looking, and hey, there he goes over the hill. Big long tail. I mean, a big one. This was a big male.
Somebody call Phil Robertson.
But look, I'm just going to prove this point. You said that was on State Line Road at Junction City?
Arkansas.
Look,
yes, sir.
Look, right there. Look at all them woods. Ain't no way it's all been explored.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Look,
all them woods?
All them woods.
Oh, did touch that state line?
Yeah.
I just about guarantee you every one of them been clear cut.
Yeah.
And it's grown back in a pine plantation.
Hey,
look how thick that is in perfect.
Yeah, in a perfect row.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, careful when you start using satellite imagery.
Hey, this was back before they did all that.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and
it was all wood.
Look,
yeah.
This was back
look
in
at
the
all
60s.
The woods.
That's back in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look. And Phil Robertson didn't have a gun with him.
Yes, he did.
No, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. He don't go anywhere without a gun.
And yet, he. He's one of the greatest woodsmen I've ever been around, and yet that cat slicked him too.
Well, hey, he got away.
They're elusive.
They're elusive.
Hey, look,
the man go squirrel hunting barefoot. He come back with 57 of them.
Yeah.
And a cat in the middle of the road gets away from him. I don't believe it.
Excuse me. Yeah.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it, boys. Hey.
Phil, squirrel hunts barefoot?
Barefooted.
Oh, no.
I think now he wears socks.
Jace does, too.
No, no. I was the one that done that because I come in from my army on leave.
Time out.
Time out for what?
Let's take a break. Let's talk about barefoot squirrel hunting.
You can't go naked and afraid, but you can squirrel hunt barefooted. We got
to. Oh, no. This is the wildest thing you want to ever hear.
How did y'all squirrel hunt? How did you used to squirrel hunt?
Okay, no, look.
Now
Phil,
you sit on Kay's
when
porch
Phil
and squirrel
hunt.
When
Phil was like 25, I'd be, 2 years younger. I'd be 23. I'm in the military. I'd take 30 days leave and come, during hunting season. I brought a bunch of old Army socks that I wore. Old, Then gave them to Jay. So I gave him that stupid bombardier
hat. Yeah, he used to wear all
that
time.
That he used to wear all the time. Anyway, so look, he used to wear socks, them Army socks, because he said, I can feel them little limbs that if you have boots, you crack it. When it crack, it break, it crack. He says, no, with them socks on, I can feel it. So look, he comes up every one night and he says, hey, come on, let's go squirrel hunting. I found them. Now, that's when I was living in Junction City. So we take off, go on the Arkansas-Louisiana state line road, okay. He pulls over, we get out, and he said, oh, we're about 50 yards apart. I done stepped in the woods. He said, hey, I forgot to tell you. And I said, forgot to tell me what? He said, for every squirrel, there's at least 10 to 15 cottonmouths, moxkins, copperheads, whatever. So I look. I've done took 3 steps in the woods. Okay? There is a copperhead and 2 water moxkins laying in like that. And I started to walk around them. I ain't got but an hour to dark. I said, no, I'm going to have to walk back through here when it's dark. Boom, boom, boom. Blow them 3's head off. So look, I get 100 yards in the woods. It's starting to get dark. So they had cut this woods, clear cut them, okay? Big pine tree stump on the edge of a hill where a creek runs through. Yeah. So look, I sit down and I keep turning, and every time I'm turning, bark off that pine tree is falling down into the creek. Okay, there's been a flood, and that about half them roots of that stump is clear. So I keep hearing something. I said, yeah, bad here. And I said, that sounds awful close. And I looked down, and just about 2 foot below me, coming up through the roots, is about Congo, about big as my bicep, and about 4 foot long. So, hey, I just jump up and say, hey, boom, get back down in the water where you belong. So, look, I literally, right then I said, hey, I better get out of the woods before it gets dark. So, Phil's in the woods over there, and he's done, shot 3 boxes of shells, and he hears me, boom, 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 boom. So, I finally get to the road, it's got dark, and I see the headlights. He's already got the truck come up there. And he pulls up, and he says, boy, you tore him up, didn't you? I said, yeah. He said, how many did you kill? I said, well, I think I shot 27 times. And he said, well, good grief, you got 27 squirrels? And I said, no, I got 27 cottonmouths. he said, you were shooting snakes? And I said, you better believe it. And I said, hey, next time you come here to hunt, don't even bother stopping at the house, because I ain't going.
And this was all barefoot?
Huh?
This was all barefoot?
Oh, no, he was.
He goes.
He was, and he had about 40 squirrels with him.
I showed up to work one year when I was...
That was back when he was a heathen.
When we was down there at the mouth of Cypress, I showed up to work, and Jay said, you think my shoes over by your deer stand? I said, no, I ain't seen them. He said, I kicked them off somewhere. I don't know where I went. He got to chasing them squirrels.
Chasing them squirrels.
Them boys used to get mad dog mean at a squirrel now.
They did.
Oh, the best one was when they hunted the migrating squirrels in Arkansas.
Yeah, I've done that. I've seen that before.
Hey, shoes on, shoes off.
Shoes off. And look.
But you didn't need to. All you need to do is just sit down.
Oh, no. It was hilarious to listen to. Because Phil would get out of the truck. He'd disappear through the woods, and all you would hear was, boom, 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 boom,
like the end of a song.
And it just, finally it would just fade away. He's done run 7 miles and shot 4 boxes of shotgun shells. Chasing them migrating squirrels.
wouldn't it have been easier to get out in front of them?
You can't get out in front of them.
They're fast, Martin.
No. He told me.
They ain't got no shoes on to run.
No, look.
Get on a downhill side.
Look, I come walking up before daylight in the truck headlight. I got a new gun. I bought me a new brand new Marlin 22. Young Phil says, "What kind of gun is that?" And I said, "22." Well, he busted out laughing. All of them did. It was about 3 or 4 or something. They all got to laughing. He said, "Hey, we hunt migrating squirrels, son." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Hey, they never stop." He said, "They just come through running through the woods on the ground, on the log, in the top of the tree. They never stop." And I said, "Oh, get out of here. You know, squirrel ain't don't just run through the top of the trees and on the ground." So, yo, like I said, I hear him. He's done shot a box of shells running away from me, you know. Well, I'm looking, you know, I ain't seen nothing yet, you know. Then all of a sudden, there's a log laying over there, you know. And, hey, 3 was just wide open down that log. Well, I didn't even raise the 22. I said, okay. So I got looking up the woods. I'm like, here they go. You know, let them go. Right, here come 5 more. I finally said, well, hey, if you're going to kill them, you got to shoot them running, so. Okay, got that one. You know, I come up there and I had 8. I had my limit.
What?
Hey, Phil come walking up and he had 57. But he had done shot 5 boxes of shells. Like I said, what? that was back in the day when, hey, he was a lawbreaker.
Okay.
Before I was BC, before he come to Jesus.
Lawbreaker.
To the max.
Can I just tell you something real fast? The sound effects you gave on that story were outstanding.
Oh, right. You got to have sound effects for it.
It was like an ending of a song.
I'm talking about, he had literally shoot his way out of hearing range.
So you shot 8 with a 22 on the run?
Yeah, on the run. And look, and hey.
Don't shoot him in the head.
Well, yes, you can.
Miss K get mad.
Well, I know, but hey, that's when you shoot them out of her yard. Now, she don't like me sitting on the back porch in a rocking chair, and every once in a while you hear the chair stop, and you hear.
Yes, if you think about it, at K's, which one is the back porch?
Yeah,
well, I have no idea.
What do you call the backyard?
Yeah, she's done added the front porch to it. Okay. It's minded our circle porch.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what she says.
The front porch and the kitchen on top of the hill.
Yeah, the cook shack.
Yeah, the cook shack has got a porch on it too.
Yeah.
Well, hey, a lot of porches down there.
Depending on what tree they're in, that depends on what porch I'm on.
He had long chairs sitting all over. Hey.
But so I had a chair.
All over the place.
There ain't but about 12 trees down there, so I had 4 chairs.
That's right. Yeah. Hey.
Strategically placed.
How many squirrels have you killed from
out of her yard?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, good grief. Probably 25 or 30.
I don't know, but that day he dropped that one on top of the duck call building while we sitting there building duck call.
Yeah.
You hear a sigh go, pop.
And then,
boom, right on top of our head.
And whopping your head.
Building. Yeah.
Right on top of that metal building.
Oh, I said, I got to break out the ladder. It's on top of the work check, boys.
Scared me to death. Because there's a big water oak tree right there by that old tin building. Yeah. So they get up there and cut them acorns late. And Si just shot that thing, and it scared me to death sitting inside
there. We're in there. I'm doing the reeds. They're all doing duck calls. And Jason is working on wood duck calls. And he, you know. And then, hey, next thing you do, he did it again, and a wood duck answered it.
Sure did. Sure did. True story.
I said, "Jake, hit it again." He did it. You know, and it's right outside. So, hey, I got up and just looked out, and there was 2 wood ducks sitting on the oak tree right beside our work shack. He had called them in from the river. They were flying down the river. Both of them come up there and lit on that oak tree, and they was talking to each other. Jace would do it, they'd talk back. He'd do it again, they'd talk back.
That's a true story.
And I said, "Jace,
I don't know where they come from, but they were in that tree."
You got that down, Jack. I said, "Because, hey, you called 2 off of the river, and they're sitting on that stupid oaken limb. If I had a 22, I'd kill both of them."
Did you let them live?
No, I let them live. Didn't have a 22.
And it was June.
But, hey, I just thought it was pretty cool that, hey, We done got the wood duck called down to them.
How come they don't let us shoot woodies during teal season?
Because down here, they still got youngins.
Oh, what, the wood ducks?
Yeah.
Oh, they're here. It's a great acorn crop this year. There's about 1,000.
Oh, I know.
Down there on the lake and on the lane.
Well, good.
Awesome.
Yeah. At least y'all have something.
We still getting three this year.
That's
a duck hunt right there if you got five people. Because five times three is.
And them things are good.
Hey, Stone done got it down to where you think you're eating ribeye.
Yeah, y'all bring me some?
No. Never ain't any none left.
Dang.
Yeah, ain't none left.
Well, that ain't nothing.
You know, that's like one of the green winged teals.
Just had twins, man.
You know, it took us about 2 weeks to get them, and then he grilled 60 of them. 60 half breast. You know, and everybody's coming back to him, Stone. Hey, where's the duck wraps? He said, you bunch of pigs, you done ate 60. You know, there ain't no more. You know, I cooked 60. Good grief.
Oh, man. Well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
We back.
All right, we're back. Last segment, mailbag segment. Uh-oh. Hello@duckcallroom.com
Hello.
Is the email.
Hello.
Yes. Johnny D, what's in there?
I'm going to give you three choices.
Go ahead.
Subject line alone. We've got church.
Okay.
Okay.
Relationship advice.
Okay.
And I made my girlfriend cry, .. help.
Yeah, that one.
I made my girlfriend cry about what?
The subject line is, I made my girlfriend cry.
Okay.
..
Right, let's go with that one first, then.
Hey, guys. Love the podcast. This is Clay from Kentucky.
Clay from Kentucky.
Something about them boys named Clay.
Clay from Kentucky. Oh, boy. Making girls cry. Yeah. Look, he lives in the country. They got a mice problem. So my family got some outdoor-only cats to help.
Yeah, barn cats.
Oh. Yeah, barn cats.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know where this is going. All right, we have cat food out to keep them around. Not much, just a little. As I'm sure you all know, everything's real expensive these days, even cat food. Anyways, recently a lot of possums have been helping themselves to the cat food.
To the cat food.
Oh, yeah.
After a few failed attempts, I grabbed my 20-gauge, shout out to Cy, and smoked one at 3 yards with my turkey choke in. Hashtag dropped them. He didn't put the hashtag. I was pumped that I finally got one. However, I came inside to my girlfriend crying. She had witnessed it all through the window, and she wasn't too thrilled with me.
Not a country girl, huh?
She's no city girl, but she insists I'm a murderer for killing the innocent possum.
That's right.
So he's got two questions. Would you kill the possum? Number two, am I an animal murderer? Clay. From Kentucky. P.S. Black Panthers are real.
There you go.
That's why you picked that.
Y'all picked it. Y'all picked it.
I don't even know what to answer to that.
There's a bunch of possums eating the cat food. You got to do something about it.
They're cats.
I got my own story on that. Mine wasn't possum, and I didn't shoot them. But it's the three biggest coons I've ever seen in my life. Christine loves cats, my wife.
Sweet pea.
And we got a whole bunch of them. The next door neighbor had about 20 cats that she had. Well, Christine was putting cat food out on the front porch. You know, and she said, good grief. I said, what? She said, I just bought that 50-pound bag of cat food yesterday, and it's gone.
It's gone.
You know, and I said, well, you're feeding 25 cats. No wonder, you know. So that night, we're sitting there, and I heard a noise on the front porch, and I turned the light on, and I'm serious. These coons, okay, a coon normally weighs, 15, 20 pounds, maybe a big one.
No, this one weighed 80.
Hey, oh, no, he's 75, three of them.
Good night.
I call them my Arnold Schwarzenegger coons.
75
okay, they looked
pounds,
like they dude. Was on steroids. And I said, baby, quit buying that cat food. I said, this is dangerous.
You ain't lying.
I said, hey, because them coons right there, a big one's
okay. So are you allowed to shoot them?
Hey.
What's the rule, Mark?
Well, I just said, I ain't going to get into the shooting part. Okay.
My man needs help. He made his girlfriend cry.
Quit making your girlfriend or your wife mad at you for shooting a possum. Okay. That's my advice to you.
There's plenty of possums in this world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
what you say, baby. I got to take care of this problem. I'm gonna shut this door right here. Don't. Yeah, don't the problem mind the is noise.
3 yards with a turkey choke seems aggressive.
That's pretty aggressive. Just go kick him. Like he ain't. You can get your point across to a possum without shooting him. I mean, was he gonna attack you? No.
There was a possum eating my dog food one time.
They're a nasty animal.
Yeah, very gross.
I had to get one out of Brittany's glove box of her car one day. Ooh. I don't know how he got in there.
I had one in the house in Alabama.
And that was one day post-surgery.
I'm serious. Yeah.
In the house?
In the house.
Yeah.
I had one.
Possums are wild, man. They get lots of places.
Well, no. But hey, look, whoever owned the house before I bought it had cut a little hole to do something with the plumbing. And all he had done was put a little, made him a little door.
And got a crawl space out there.
Yeah, and put it in there.
We had that happen last year at our duck camp up in Arkansas, except, you know, it wasn't a possum that got in there.
Well, what?
Skunk.
Oh, that's even worse.
No. Family of skunks, and then he got trapped.
Oh. No. My wife is using the restroom, the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And she comes walking out. She's half asleep, okay? She says, hey, you need to do something about that rat in the bathroom.
And there's a possum. Was it by the tub drain? Is that where they cut the hole?
Oh, yeah. No. So look, I go in
there. Same thing that got us.
No. Look, I'm looking and I'm saying, darling, that ain't a rat. She said, what is it? I said, it's a big old possum.
Yeah.
You know, so I pick him up. All he done is play possum.
Yeah, that's what he should have told his girlfriend.
That'd been a good line. She said he was playing possum.
Yeah, that's what he should have said. Oh, baby, he's just playing.
So one time a possum was messing with my dog, and I kept shooting at him and missed. Then I got a softball. I didn't miss with that. I drilled him. Then another time my dog killed a possum in the backyard. I walk out. My dog's going nuts. And he's a bastard. And he's just jumping up and down on it. I said, oh, no. This is a problem.
Maybe he was giving it CPR.
And then I walk up and I'm looking at this possum and I'm like, I'm about to pick this thing up and go throw it in the woods, right? Because, I mean, it's dead. But then I said, what if it's playing possum?
That's right.
And I'm going to pick it up and it's going to go.
Yeah.
Something tell me Dublin done got the squeaker out of him.
Yeah. Well, I shot him just in case.
He won't be hissing.
And then I throw him over the fence.
Now, a possum is a nasty animal. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says. He a nasty creature.
That's it.
I've seen him crawl from places he shouldn't be.
And you both.
And he's got the most teeth of any North American mammal.
Yep, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a true statement or just?
Oh, that's true.
He does. Yeah, he got the most teeth of any North American mammal.
They're very ugly.
I only know that because when I took game mammals and fur bears in college or something, that was one of the first things you learned.
And hey, fur ain't worth nothing.
Possums.
No, ain't much of it.
50 teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a set of teeth on him now.
Anyways, Clay.
You're fine. Apologize to her.
Don't do it again.
Yeah, don't do it in front of her.
And next time, say, why don't you go back to the bedroom?
Yeah.
If you just feel the need to snuff out the possum.
You just tell her to go get, hey, would you go get my.
Also, take a step
turned
back.
Around. Pow.
Yeah, and.
Did that possum explode?
Yeah.
Just go grab him by the tail next time. Yes. Oh, yeah, he melted.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
With a turkey choke?
Yeah.
From 3 yards?
I've done that.
Hopefully that was a typo and he meant.
I've done that to an armadillo just out of spite because me and him was having a pretty good battle and I finally caught up to him.
But, I saw an armadillo.
No, he's an armadillo.
I chased an armadillo the other day because I was going to kick
They're bad about digging holes in your yard.
Yeah, and tearing up sprinkler lines and everything else.
That's why I chased him. Yeah. He was, I said, I took off and I was going to kick the fire out of him.
Let me tell you something.
They're quick.
You better have a good boot on. Don't kick him with tennis shoes. He wins on that exchange.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a good thing I didn't.
He got pretty good teeth, too.
Armadillos?
Yeah. He's got some real good claws. He's got some real good claws.
He got claws.
He got claws and armor.
You can't grab his tail and pull him out of a hole.
No, he's stronger.
He got some. I tried that.
Yeah. I have too, with a glove on, because you hear that deal about leprosy or whatever they carry. They're carriers of leprosy. Yeah.
Well, I was a kid.
Yeah.
Weird.
Do we have time? You got one more? Yeah,
I got one more.
One more.
I think this one's probably an easy answer, but it's also kind of deep.
I like it easy,
Mister. No idea. GL emails in.
I know him.
Here's his question. His son has made
him how his knee is.
Bombers baseball team. He's 8 years old and really enjoys it.
All right. Little league.
Problem is, tournaments are on weekends, which includes some Sundays. We go to church every Sunday and Wednesday night. Good thing. But my church feels that baseball isn't a good reason to miss church. Thoughts?
Travel baseball?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go to church out of town.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to your church every time.
I was fixing to say, not only that.
But if it is.
You go to the building, it's a building.
Yeah. You can have church with your team.
Yeah. You can have church with your team.
Lead a devotional for the 8-year-old.
There you go.
Have church on Sunday mornings with your kids. You'll get more investment out of that than you will probably go into that building.
And here is the truth of the matter. Here's where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber meets the road.
If your kid sees that baseball is more important than Jesus, he'll see that.
Yeah.
And but if your kid sees that Jesus is more important than baseball, he'll see that.
Yeah.
And there's no correct answer. Hey, I've missed church for a Saints game. They lost. Shocker.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I've missed church for them Judas ducks. You're getting ready to leave and a big bunch of them come in right there and you're like, oh, we stay in another 30 minutes now and then you don't kill squat. I can't tell you how many times I've done it on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it.
It comes down to your heart.
Yeah.
And it's very important that your kid sees what's most important in your life. Yeah. If your kid thinks Little League's more important than Jesus, that's a problem.
Yeah.
100%.
I think it's a cool opportunity to do something with those kids, to have a Sunday school-esque type service for those kids at the ball field.
And you can do it wherever you want.
Yeah. And most coaches.
It invite everybody.
That I've been involved in.
We're going to have
God-fearing men.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we said prayers before the game.
Yeah, a lot of them have to be because them coaches need forgiveness.
Yep.
For yelling at the referees.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's our verse?
Some of them parents, too.
Some of them parents.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
You can go Little League, but you know what your priority is. All right, I got two verses for the possum killer.
Here we go.
Here we go, boys.
I'm just gonna give you two of them.
See, I'm gonna have to do with a jawbone. Or never mind.
This is that Bible verse them people that made that last Jurassic World should have read. All right, Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move like a possum along the ground." We're in charge.
There you go.
Proverbs 12:10, though. Whoever is righteous has regard for the life of his beast, but the mercy of the wicked is cruel. You don't need to be cruel to animals just because you're in charge of them. You gotta.
Yeah, but he's looking out for his beast.
Exactly.
His cats.
So there's your two verses of how we should treat animals. We're in charge. Treat them with respect.
Amen to that. All right. We'll see y'all next time.
There you go.
Right here. We're out.
See you next time.
All righty.